anytime at 580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Briley Pritchard. You thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
I did think you were going to forget.
Yep. We're here to have fun today. And today's show, sponsored by First National Bank Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Hi, Briley.
Hi, Jimmy.
How's your garden?
Doing pretty good.
Mine is too. I got some issues going on with the iron deficiency in my tomatoes, but
I'm
going to resolve that pronto. And other than that, everything's good. Let's check out some temperatures. You want to?
Yeah.
The coolest spot in Oklahoma right now is at Buffalo. 71 degrees. 71 degrees at May Ranch. Also, it just changed. The hot spot, though, is Fairview. There's a three-way tie for the second hottest spot in Oklahoma. Right now, between Camargo, home of my cousin Eddie, and Eric, home of Roger Miller. You knew that, right? Did you not?
Totally.
Huh?
Totally knew that.
Okay. You scared me there for a second. And then, Lahoma just bumped up to 81 degrees. Pretty warm. It feels hot out there already.
It does.
Out there in Texas Panhandle, actually, it's a little cooler out there. 75 at the Palladora Reservoir, 81 at Canadian, 77 at McLean, and 79 at Odell. There you have it. Things are looking up next week. So keep your fingers crossed. You ready? Show everybody we're crossing our fingers on social media. lots of different chances of rain next week.
That's good.
Not huge chances, not big chances, but man, we'll take it. But it looked like almost starting like next Wednesday every day. And it's a little late for our wheat and rye and true to cow crops probably. But it'll help guys get some stuff in the ground, plant some summer cover crops to make some hay out of.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I heard rumors. It's 76 degrees at Cheyenne. That's home of Cash Daddy. I heard this morning that he was up on Dempsey Road baling hay with his new baler.
Ooh.
That he bought last year. So, see how that's going. Good luck with your hay roller up there, Cash Daddy. So, man, we got lots to talk about.
We do.
We're going to miss somebody. So, let's see here. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Briley and I are going to talk about what happened at the Oklahoma State FFA convention. And we're going to miss some people to talk about. So the reason why I gave you the text line number, shoot a text in, because there's so many different things on the computer and a book of people winning awards, different awards, whether it's first place or fourth place, and got their star farm, or what is it? What's it called? The Oklahoma State Farmer, Star Farmer, what is it?
The
Farmer degree.
State degree.
Yeah. There's so many of them, and we're going to mention a bunch of them, but we're not going to get them all on here. But if your child or grandchild or somebody you know won some kind of award besides the State Farmer, 580-225-9697. Let us know who it is. And we'll mention their name. That's what today is going to be about.
Yeah.
This FFA and gardening.
Yep.
Yep. And plastic culture.
Plastic culture.
Yes. Because I got a friend down south of here that his watermelon patch didn't look too bueno this morning because of all the wind we've been having.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
I feel for him. And so, anyway, that's the way it's going. Okay. So when and where was the convention?
The convention was this past Tuesday and Wednesday up in Tulsa at the BOK. And
was there very many people there?
Oh my gosh. My social battery was gone 5 minutes of being in that place.
Social battery?
There's so much people.
So what do you recharge it with?
I go find an empty corner and sit there and just chill.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, one of my friends from Grimes, he said they was laser fireworks. He said it was crazy.
It's a lot. During the general sessions, during the opening ceremonies, they've got laser lighting, a bunch of different types of lighting going on, fog machines. When the president hits the gavel, they've got sparks flying. It's a lot. It's definitely an experience, but
okay,
I love it.
Day one, what did you guys do?
Day one, we kind of just went to the first general session, and then they have over in the convention center, like across the street from the BOK, they have an expo hall set up with booths from colleges, some different companies, and then they've got like shops you can go buy stuff, spend a lot of money. But and then they also have like a talent show going on in the convention center. So we just walk around, get some free stuff, talk to some colleges,
Did you go show them your talent?
I think everyone would cover their ears and run away if I got up and sang.
Was there anybody from out here in Western Oklahoma getting up there to sing?
I don't know. There may have been. I didn't stay out and watch the singing very long.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Who did? So I seen they had some bands playing. Was they who was there?
So every year at convention they do a concert.
Yeah.
The Tuesday night, and this year the concert was the Great Divide and Logan Ryan Band.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Did you pay attention to it?
I didn't go to that.
What?
Yeah.
So.
But I heard it was really good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I love the Great Divide. I wish I would have gone, but
yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so day one, you're just going to all these different deals. What?
Also, day one, and the last session of the first day, it was the third session. It was where they recognized the first portion of all of the proficiency awards.
Yeah.
And my ad communications proficiency for the radio show was one of the first ones to be recognized. And even though it didn't win the state, it got second in state, which I think is still pretty cool and a big accomplishment.
Yeah, because they went by districts. They had the district competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And so there ended up being five people getting to go to state, right?
That's for STAR.
Oh, that's for
proficiency,
STAR.
They kind of just pick for the proficiencies, you apply for it, and then they pick the top three.
So you got second for helping me out here?
Yeah. Second in the whole state of Oklahoma.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's really cool. I love
it. So how many was in that deal? Probably.
Like just
what you won second in, how many was they? 5, 6 for at the state convention?
I'm not sure how many like applied for it, but I know there was the top three was me and two other girls.
Okay.
It was kind of cool. It was all girls.
Now you're being a female chauvinist. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was the other two girls' deal? Yours was in ad communication at the radio. Mm-hmm.
The girl who got third place, she did hers over her social media and like kind of being like a influencer for ag, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then the girl who won, her SAE was over kind of like what I do, like here, but for a newspaper instead of a radio station.
So she was writing articles.
Yeah.
Do you remember who they were and where they was from?
The girl with the social media, her name is Kately. I don't remember her last name, but I can figure it out.
That's all right. Kately, and where's she from? We'll figure it out.
I can figure this out real quick.
Yeah, I know you can. And then that's cool. And so what did you win? A medal, money?
I have a big plaque that's saying I'm second in the state.
Yeah.
And then I got, I'm pretty sure, $250 from that.
Right.
So.
Gas money.
College money.
Gas money. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing pretty much.
Yeah. And then, well, that was pretty cool. And then, what else did you, let's talk about you. What else do you partake in as far as trying to get awards and scholarships?
I also was chosen to compete for the state agribusiness owner in the Star area.
Right.
So I think we've talked about it a little bit. I competed in the Southwest area against another person for that. I won that. So I was then moved to state.
And what was your business?
My plasticulture.
Yeah.
So I went and interviewed at the state. And I was really confident. Like, I was surprisingly, like, not nervous at all. And it all went...
I've taught you not to be nervous.
It all went really, really well. And then found out, went on stage for it.
There's five of you, right?
Yeah, there's five. One from each area.
Southwest, Northwest, Northeast, Southeast, and Central.
Central, yeah. Right. So we were all... went on stage for that, and I did not get that one, unfortunately. But I'm really proud of the kid who won it, because he deserves it. He's good.
What was his business?
It was landscaping and lawn care.
Oh, yeah.
But I had learned, so I was honestly really nervous, like, competing against him, because he, like, created a business and, like, employs people. Like, whereas me, it's just, like, me and my dad's operation.
Right.
This kid who won has, like, seven employees that he, like, employs.
So he's got a payroll going
on. He's got, like, a whole business going, like, so it's really impressive.
Your dad and your business, it ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, but he deserves it. He worked hard for it, so I'm proud that he got it.
My onions in the plastic you put down for me looks better than any of his lawn.
Oh, I figured it out.
Okay.
Her name's Kaitlyn Martin, and she's from Alva.
Okay.
And then the other girl, gotta scroll. They don't have this very organized. She.
What's a bunch of kids in charge? What do you figure?
Her, if I can find it. That's me. I'm pretty sure it's at the very bottom.
And what was her deal about Kaitlyn or whatever?
Kaitlyn was. Her social media.
Social media, that's right.
And then the other girl, if I can find it. Where is it?
Well, oh, you find that. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation about her.
All right.
Because we need to take a Wheeler General Store break.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wheeler General Store, I brought it up a couple times in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to bring it up because somebody... shot me a text yesterday that remembered I bought those brush bullets at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference last year. And they texted me yesterday wanting to know about it. And so far, with what I've done with them, it's good. Hey, yeah, Mr. Schneeberger, I already got her wrote down. Don't you worry. And I tried them on... yuccas,
mm-hmm.
And elm trees. I have not tried them on cedars yet. So I cannot honestly answer anybody's question about the cedars.
Yeah.
But it hammered the yuccas, and it got, these were 4 to 8 inch elm trees that I put some by, and the leaves were yellow and gone in 90 days. So,
yeah. Heck yeah.
So, right now, I think the closest place to West, out here around Elk City and down in that area to get brush bullets that I know of is the Wheeler General Store. So go out there and tell Nathan to give you our charity that you heard on the radio that you're going to pay 10% above cost if you buy them. I can't tell you he'll give you a discount because that's not my deal. Anyway, go check out their deal. Check out Brush Bullet on brushbullet.com. But Wheeler General Store has got them going on. All right, we're going to be right back after this break.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
If you've been on the fence about upgrading your tools, this is your sign. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA. Bring in your old tools, even if they're worn out or broken, and trade up. Save up to $250 on Milwaukee items, like a Milwaukee half-inch impact, Sirius Power, even better with trade-in. Upgrade with what you've got or add to your lineup. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
Out here in Western Oklahoma, you can't settle for building something average. You need to build something that lasts for generations to come. At Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone, owners Damon Culver and Terry Stone bring together the strength of the ranch and the style of the city. Custom barnominiums that turn heads. Metal buildings built tough enough for Oklahoma, but designed to feel like home. Wide open living spaces, clean lines, and smart design. From a working shop to a high-end barn dough, this is where function meets finish. When you build with Damon and Terry, you're building with guys who know this land and know how to build homes right. Every home built is more than just a project. It's personal. From Damon drawing up the blueprints to Terry making sure every last detail is absolutely perfect. Start your custom build today, designed for the way you live. Visit Culverstone Homes in Elk City and see what happens when grit meets style. Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Built for the land, designed for the way you live.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, one thing I figured out, Briley, during the break? I'm getting all these text messages on the computer and my phone. These FFA mom and dads are worse than softball moms. Play my kid. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealership ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Let's head to Pampa, Texas. 77 degrees, humidity's 30, the dew point's 44, the winds are out of the west at 7, with gusts up to 10 currently, 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of May, and 8-inch soil temperature is 63 degrees. Okay, let's check out the board, the boring board today, right quick. Kansas City wheat, July, 675, up 8.5. September is up 7.25 at 686. Chicago wheat for July, 619, up 7. Corn, July, 472, up 4.5. September, 478, up 4.25. Soybeans for July, 1209, up 17. Board way better than it was yesterday. It took a big hit. Soybean oil, July, 74.55, up 40. Soybean meal, July, 320.80, up $1.90. And August is 317, even up 210. Oats for July, 346, up 4. Cattle, I didn't even look at it earlier. There's some red going on, but it's nothing terrible. It's still good. Don't panic. Sell barn. I got a text message yesterday from Elk City Livestock Auction. They quit taking cows, not cattle, but cows yesterday. There's 750 going through the sale barn right now.
Wow.
Selling. Yeah, lots of them. And some of them could be drought-related because there's areas that don't have any grass, and some of them just maybe they're going with some replacement heifers. I don't know. June live cattle, 249.27, down 77. August down $1.30 at 244.60. Feeders for August, 362.97, down 320. September, 361.30, down 335. Lean hogs, June 98.82, down 55. Cotton, what's cotton doing? Woo, it's in the green. Boys, if we just had some rain, you guys can get your cotton planted. Let's see here. July cotton, 84.41, up 141. October, 85.48, up 146. And let's see here what oil's doing. It's just hanging around 95.91, up $1.10 today. Natural gas for June is 275. Really basically unchanged from yesterday. There we go. Okay, so let me, first of all, let's get to that one last girl.
I found her.
Okay, what was her name?
Abby Owen, and she's from Stigler.
Where's that at? Stigler.
I don't know.
You know where, he's on the phone. Anyway, what was her deal on newspaper?
Newspaper.
Okay. All right, so I got to get to these Schneeburgers before they drive me crazy. I'm just kidding. They're not driving me. I'd already had them down before they even mentioned. So first, let's start with Faith Schneeburger from Burns Flat. She got, what did all she get? She got third place at state in the Green Hand quiz. So is that pretty hard?
I took the Green Hand quiz once when I was a freshman. Did not like that.
She was third out of 2,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And she also got fourth place in the Creed speech at state.
Wow.
So she was one. So the top five each said a paragraph at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
So good job, Faith. You don't get it from your daddy, I can tell you that much. And then some more Schneeburgers live on east of them over there between over there closer to Fort Cobb. Let's see here. The twins, yes. Kaiser and Cooper, they got Cooper got the award for diversified crop production placement. So he was state proficiency winner on that one. And then Kaiser got the state proficiency winner on sheep production.
Yep.
You knew this. Mm-hmm. You're shaking your head.
Yeah.
Here I'm over here talking. So anyway, I got those three Schneeburgers out of the way. And then was talking about music earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there was somebody I knew. There's a couple more I know about that can sing. One of the girls, I can't think of her name, from Sweetwater. I think she did the national anthem at OYE. So she's got to be pretty top up in the.
Yeah.
And then Jaylee Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been on the FFA choir.
Yeah.
For a few years. I forgot about her. So this was her last year. Because, yeah, she's a senior, isn't she? Yeah. So, Jaylee was in there from Sayre, FFA.
Yeah. Oh, what's her name?
Come on.
It's my friend's sister.
What's
she's from Merritt.
What's your friend's name?
Brooklyn Mayfield.
So, what's her sister's name? I'm helping you out here.
Oh, gosh. I just know she's...
Lex? No.
Alexis.
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 Yes.
She was also in the choir this year.
Oh, she was? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, it's small. I knew I could get it out of you. Just got to talk to you. But anyways, so what was the most exciting thing that that happened at the...
I think for me, just all of the awards.
Right.
I feel like that just made it special. But I just like... I really like going and walking around the expo and just like getting to talk to people because I like talking. You know me. I never shut up.
I would have never thought of that. What do you think the most exciting thing for everybody in general probably was?
That's hard. I would say either the concert or... I think everyone always loves watching the opening and closing ceremonies there.
Right.
Because they go above and beyond with it.
Right.
Like, the way they enter. Like, so, there's people who sit on the floor. Like, they have delegates on the floor for each session for voting. And everyone on the floor will create a huge tunnel. And all the state officers run through them when they enter it. It's just cool to watch. They, like, make a whole show out of it.
Are you going to miss it?
I'm going to miss it a lot.
Yeah, that's it. Because you're going to Southwest now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Southwestern. Let me back up. Southwestern. And so how many state conventions have you been to? What's this in May? Two, three?
This is my fourth one.
So your fourth
one. I've gone to every single state convention since freshman year, and I've gone to national convention twice.
Huh. That's a pretty good little resume. All right. So I'm trying to think of a question to ask you without making it sound tricky.
Got to dumb it down.
What part of being in FFA do you think you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life?
Definitely, like, the leadership skills that I've gained and, like, the confidence.
Right.
It's like, with FFA, like, I don't think I
would... With your mom and dad, you didn't have any confidence? Really?
I've never been, like, I've been always been, like, a very, like, introverted, reserved person.
Right.
And, like, with FFA, like... pushing me out of my comfort zone, like my ag teachers tell me, hey, you're doing this, like, you don't have an option, you're doing this. It just, like, pushed me out of my comfort zone. Like, it makes it, like, really easy for me to, like, talk to people now, and I feel like I'm always going to carry that, just because whenever you're able to talk to people and have carry a conversation, it just makes life a whole lot easier.
Right. No shyness, and
yeah,
know how to take people and know, mm-hmm, when they're kidding, when they're serious,
yeah,
and all this good stuff. What's the funnest thing you'd ever done in FFA in your, 5 years or 4 years?
4 years.
4 year career.
That's a hard question. Oh.
Let's take a Wheeler General Store.
Yeah, I'm going to need a minute to think on this. Yeah.
And when we get back, we'll finish up with that one, all right? And then also, somebody shot me a text during last break because I had tried the brush bullets,
mm-hmm,
with cedars and... one of the guys said that he had good luck with him, but he had to kind of double the dose on them. But they didn't have a lot of rain in that area where he was using them last year. So I think it's just one of those deals. You just got to experiment with them. I heard that they will hammer the mesquite trees, but it takes 2 years to kill the mesquite tree because their taproot's so long. Mm-hmm. The main one is. And it'll kind of turn the leaves yellow the first year. And then the next year, you don't have to reapply. The next year, it'll come bloom. The mesquite tree will do its thing, and then the leaves will turn yellow, and then it'll die. So that's pretty cool on it. So, all right, Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When it's an emergency, they come take care of you and they get you where you need to go. Your Signer EMS membership will cover most or all of the cost of the trip to the hospital. Since you're a member, you've got one less bill to worry about. If you haven't done it yet, contact Signer EMS. A one-time annual fee covers everyone in your home. This peace of mind is priceless. Call Signer EMS at 323-1978. That's 323-1978. Or you can go online at signeremS.com.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. We're excited to announce we are now a dealer for TerraPlex Ag drones. These drones are American built. And of course, we have the best feed and minerals for your livestock, along with our Spiz ProGrow lawn fertilizer and pasture and range herbicides. Remember, we sell to Texas customers as well and welcome your business. Stop by or give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and information.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 1st. 1,634 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 355 brought 640. 3 at 437 brought 515. 14 at 463 brought 537. 3 at 650 brought 460. 11 at 715 brought 402. 12 at 753 brought 367. 50. 4 head of heifers at 453 brought 497. At 482 brought 465. 4 at 533 brought 415. 11 at 622 brought 382. 50. 7 at 629 brought 390. 16 at 669 brought 372. 5 at 745 brought 337. Butcher cows 90 to 188. Butcher bulls 140 to 233. Bred cows 1575 to 4000. Pairs 2075 to 5150. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Weather Update for Northwestern Oklahoma. Goodwell, Oklahoma, out in the Panhandle, 76 degrees, 41 dew point, 28 humidity. Winds are out of the north, northeast at 16 miles an hour with wind and gust up to 25. 1/4 inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch barrier soil temperature, 60 degrees, 840 sunset, 80 today, 44 tonight, and warmer tomorrow. It'll be 89 and mostly sunny. Okay, you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Let me check the text line, make sure I got rid of all the softball moms. Yeah, I got the text. It got that going on. So I'm going to pick some random cities. I'm sorry, folks. This show's not long enough to name everybody off.
They got 801 people this year.
And a lot of them were from Western Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Sweetwater, Oklahoma. Name those kids that got that State Farm. What is State Farmer's degree?
I'm about to butcher this last name so bad.
Do it.
Tristan Billingsley, I think.
Sounds good.
Gatlin, Leonard, and Colin Odom are the three that got their state degrees from Sweetwater.
Okay, let's head to Hobart. Now, wait a minute. Let me try to keep them alphabetical order on the towns for you. So we got Sweetwater, Sayre.
Now I got to scroll all the way back. Sayre. Ireland, Briscoe, and Layton Swam, I think.
Good enough. Close enough. Everybody know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Granville. Starts with a G.
Yeah, I got to sing my alphabet.
I know.
Oh, more last names. All right. Adriana Franco, Braden Garlington.
Okay.
Cooper Henson, Landry Hunt, and Abby Whittington.
All right. Let's go to Arnett.
This should be easy to find. Maybe. Do they not? Oh, there it is. Abby Boyd, Trenton Haney, and Brecklin Suthers?
Okay.
And Monty Wilson.
Camargo. Camargo don't have a school. We'll pick another one. I'm messing with you now.
Don't do that.
That's
to
like
me.
Saying Putnam. Let's see. Let's go to Freedom, Oklahoma.
Oh, gosh. Another last name. Mia.
Welcome to my world.
I have no idea how to say that.
Which one? Schrader.
Schrader. Mia Schrader.
Yeah. Or Schroeder. Schroeder.
Mia Schroeder.
Probably got it both wrong.
You should let me do Elk City because it's right here.
All right. Do Elk City.
I can say all these names right.
You ought to have them memorized.
Dylan Burgess, Brooklyn Mayfield, Austin Metter, Clara Morsey, Drayton Parks, Briley Pritchard, Nevaeh Thompson, Lexi Varnell, and Evan Wiersma.
Yay.
I didn't butcher any of those.
Merritt.
Scroll down a little bit. Where's it at? Leah Snuggs.
She's the only one?
Yep.
She's my neighbor.
I knew that she got hers too. I don't know why that didn't click in my brain.
Cool. All right, let's see. Let's go to Canute.
I'm pretty sure the only one from Canute was Carly Gregg.
Yeah.
Let me check that. Yep, Carly Gregg.
Leedy.
What happened to keeping these alphabetical order?
I'm looking at the map, and it's not in alphabetical order.
Got Hudson Boren and Kelton Dowdle.
Cool. Let's see. Let's try another one from up there. Let's go to Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Some of these towns got a lot of people. Cheyenne has...
Another name?
Mm-hmm.
Make something up. That's what I do.
Joyce, I think.
Okay.
Askew, Lane Batterton, and Rylan Reno.
Raiden.
So, all the way to the bottom.
Yep. Making you earn your pay today. How much do I pay you?
$0.99. Kyler Marshall.
All right. Let's see. We got time for a couple more. You pick a couple.
Ooh. Let's do...
Slap out?
Have I done Sayre?
Huh?
Have I done Sayre yet?
Yep.
I did do Sayre.
Eric. No, we can do Eric.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure...
Eric's home with Roger Miller, right?
There was only one from Eric, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah?
It's Austin Lindenflesser. I think that's how you say his last name. I think he's the only one.
Okay.
Let me check. Yep, he's the only one.
Okay. Let's do one more.
What about...
Have we been down south? Granite, Mangum, anywhere?
I'll do Granite.
Okay.
Got Granite right here. Got Zeta Baker, Laramie, Cathroth, Cart. Oh my Lanta. Huh. Carothers?
Okay.
I think. Egan Carter and Camry Kyle.
Cool. Well, even though we didn't say any everybody's names, we tried. We covered a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all those kids.
Yes.
Does any of these, what about any of these other proficiency?
I
awards that you had listed there?
Let's see. Altus had Lincoln Stafford, and I don't know if he won or not, but he competed in the vegetable production.
Okay.
And then,
have you ever talked with him?
I have not.
A vegetable grower not talking with a vegetable grower?
I know.
So you know the story behind him on what he does down there or anything?
Isn't he the one who does like that whole big pumpkin thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say he won the whole thing, but I'm not positive about that.
Okay. What else?
Let's see. I've already done Carnegie. I'm trying to find some towns around here. Eric, Austin, he competed for Diversified Horticulture, and Emma Coker, she competed in the Fiber and Oil Crop Production.
Yeah.
And then, Kelton Dowdle, from Leedy, he competed in the Ag Mechanics Design and Fabrication.
I was watching a young lady from down in Texas in their Ag Mechanics big deal,
mm-hmm.
and it was doing a social media deal on her, and she built this bed for her grandpa. Because she didn't want him jumping on and off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So she built the bed for him to make sure he didn't have to get on the bed to get anything. And it 16 years old, and she acted like she was 15 years into manufacturing the way she was talking. She was rattling stuff off. And I know how to weld.
Mm-hmm.
And she had me like awed.
That's cool.
It was a neat bed, and she was telling how she bent the headache rack on top of the bed by cutting this every inch and then only half of this, that inch. And she was just like, holy crap. Not only is she a welder, she's a mathematician. So it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I'm so glad that FFA kids nowadays can not only learn how to mess with responsibilities with show animals and stuff, but with different deals like the shooting sports, ag mechanics class,
yeah.
and then kids like you guys in the in business horticulture, or you're plastic culture,
mm-hmm.
but some of those other kids growing this and growing that. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So you got a new set of officers, right?
We got a new set of state officers.
Who are they? Do we know? Do you know any of them?
I kind of know one of them.
Which one?
It's Caden Plyler. He's from Purcell.
Okay.
He is the new state secretary.
Okay.
Which is really cool. And then the Southwest Area Vice President is Michaela Morris from Chickasha.
Yeah.
The Northeast Area Vice President is Sloan McIntyre.
From Shattuck. Or not from Shattuck. Skytook, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
I do. I've been to the lake. Skytook Lake.
The Southeast Area Vice President is Aspen Chumley from Bing.
Yeah.
The new state reporter is Colby Barnes from Balco. The Central Area Vice President is Jace Myers from Perkins. And then I already said the Secretary, Caden Plyler. The Northwest Area Vice President is Annie Schneider from Sealing. And the new State FFA President is Coy Davidson from Elgin.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the process of becoming a state officer, you know?
I don't know, but I heard it's a lot.
It's pretty simple.
I heard
you guys should just see the look I just got from this young lady. It's a bunch.
It's a lot. I've never thought about going through all that. Just never seemed like my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure like they have to go to like every single speech contest, and because like to be a state officer, you've got to know how to talk, and you've got to know how to like speak without a script or like without reading. So you've got to know how to give speeches and stuff, and you've got to have that FFA voice.
What is an FFA voice?
Very, like, you got to, the way you say your words, it's just like you've got to have a certain way.
Can't say them with a twang? Is that what you're saying?
You just got to be very, like, out there. And, like, you can't be the slightest bit shy.
Oh.
But.
Well, you're out.
Yeah.
Good. It's cool. Well, cool. So, the new president's from Elgin. His name's Coy Davison. Mm-hmm. And then our Northwest area VP is what? Oh, Annie.
Annie Schneider.
Schneider from Sealand. Congratulations. And then, you know, so how do you come about knowing Caton?
I just kind of known him from, like, FFA. Like, a couple years ago, we went to the Weatherford Barn Dance. And so, Caden's, he writes songs. Like, he sings and stuff.
So, you know him really well.
Not really.
Not everybody writes songs and you remember that. Come on.
But he showed up at this barn dance and we played his song and, like, made a circle around him. And he was in the middle singing his song. It was just really cool.
Kobe Barnes from Balco. That's way out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's out there by your grandparents, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Possibly.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, my wife said, in other words, you have to use proper language.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it leaves me out.
I don't know how to use proper language.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Southwest Overhead Door has provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Door show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City or visit them online at swdoorelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
Out here in the country at Lipscomb Ford and Sayre, we don't just sell Ford vehicles. We drive them, work in them, and depend on them just like you do. And right now, for a limited time, we can offer you the same Ford employee pricing discounts that save us a lot of money when we buy our own Ford trucks and SUVs. That's right, you pay what we pay on new Ford vehicles, including F-150, Super Duty, Bronco, Escape, Mustang, and more. Save more and Sayre at Lipscomb Ford and LipscombFord.com during the Ford employee pricing event. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Graduation is a lot more than crossing a stage to receive a diploma. It's a demonstration of your determination, self-discipline, and dedication to personal growth. In a world full of distractions, you stayed focused and finished strong. Education has opened a door for the members of the class of 2026, and now it's their turn to make the most of it.
Western Medical Equipment in Clinton says the class of 26 is equipped for whatever comes next, school, work, or the armed services. Western Medical Equipment knows you're ready.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
My wife said, not proper language, proper English. Same thing.
Oh.
Tell me where proper English is. Where it's going to get you in life.
Couldn't tell you.
There you go. Answer. You just answered. You just sound smarter when you use the proper English.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't care. 81 degrees at Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Lone Wolf. 55, dew point 40, humidity. The winds are out of the southwest at 14 with wind gust up to 21. 69 is the 4-inch bare soil temperature, and 826 is the sunset. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20% today, 89 for a high. Another slight chance, 20% tonight, 55 for a low tomorrow. Here we go. She starts warming up, 91. Hey, speaking of Lone Wolf Hobart, one more little gig. Did anybody from Hobart get their state farmer's degree, whatever they call it?
Yeah, two people did. It was Avery Matthews and Tanner Thiessen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I forgot about Hobart, so I thought I'd throw that out there. Gardening, you ready?
Yeah.
So I posted a picture on a major private tomato growers page on Facebook this morning with the issues I got going on with the lower leaves, just the lower leaves of my tomato plants. And I've had them. It just seems like, all right, I'm going to see what opinions are.
Yeah.
And so my agronomist, my personal one, he was correct. It's got a little bit to do with iron deficiency, but those lower leaves are not any use anymore. So it's not that big a deal. So I posted it on that tomato growers, is what it's called. It's a private group, 231,000 people.
Wow.
On it. So I got a lot of different answers. You ready?
Yeah.
So just so you know what my leaf looks like.
Oh.
Yeah, it did look pretty, but it's...
That's really pretty, but that don't look right.
No, it doesn't look right. All right. So, here's the... one person said random Meligold or something like that. Another one said, add element sulfur to lower pH and use a fertilizer with Iconic Arn immediately available. It'll be a liquid or soluble fertilizer. Miracle-Gro, lousy 1950s names, has 0.1% iron, 0.02 boron, 0.07 copper, 0.05 magnesium, 0.0005% molybdenum, or however you say that, and 0.06 zinc. I said, all right, you got me. And then another person said, looks like blight. And this one person said, I agree. Then Tony Montgomery, was you with me? You know, you weren't here. So Tony Montgomery's got some big high tunnels in Arkansas by Pine River, somewhere in there. And I've had him on my show before.
Really?
He responded.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this made the most common sense of the tomato. So if you've got some yellowing leaves going on the bottom, the very bottom of your tomato plant, not the uppers, he says tomato disorders often are hard to diagnose. Never try to treat without really knowing what you have. And you can make it worse or create a new problem by treating something that it doesn't need treated.
Yeah.
And depending on what part of the plant the leaf come from, it will make a difference on the diagnosis. If that one is from the bottom leaves and don't do anything, it could be an antibiotic or abiotic, however you say that, disorder. And he said it'll go away. So, and then If it's the bottom leaves, a lot of times it's just from the lack of sunlight reaching the lower leaves, which can cause some disorders. That's true. And then another person said, it don't look like an iron problem to me. So, yeah, so that's the reason why I brought this up, because I think it's important for people not to treat something mm-hmm. if they really don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You mess your plants up.
Yeah. No. How's your plants looking?
Looking pretty good. They're getting big. They're starting to grow, loading down on green tomatoes.
We've started another 100 ones today.
Yeah, I planted 2 more rows this past weekend.
No, I mean, I just started.
Heck no.
Yes.
I think we've got like 8 rows now.
Okay. Well, you guys got me beat. So, but it's still a lot of tomatoes. So.
Yeah.
Riley, thanks for coming in. I guess next Friday might be your last regularly scheduled one.
It's crazy.
All right, cool. All right, this is Bradley and Jimmy on Today in Ag. And today's show brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.